105 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass.
Hi, folks. It's 5 o'clock. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Pete didn't want to try and brave the traffic on yet. Yes, yet another rainy Friday. If it's raining, it must be time for In You All Along.
When I met her, she was just engaged. I was only 23. She left right when I said hello. I pursued her in my dreams. And when I found the courage for to speak more than a word, she was dressed in green and wild as night, all like a hummingbird. She stole my heart some more each day. She said you should be mine. We married in her father's house beneath the autumn sky. Blissfully I watched her darting round and out of sight. And I knew I couldn't hold on long. These hands are much too tight. Yeah, she slipped. There she slides. Here she comes. There she flies. She said she'd travel by my side unless death should do us part. It was in some crowded city street that stopped her beating heart. So gone before we made 1 year, like all good things she passed. She disappeared into the breeze and flew out for the last. Times of constant change, I'm holding on for you. You're the one whose affections I still crave, the one my world clings to. And these words of mine escape my mouth and travel without bounds, up through the clouds and in to space, their rendezvous sound. They can hear them. Yeah. Yeah, she slips. She slides. Here she comes. There she flies. If I could be game. I don't know what I would say, but I'll always know her by her shape between the night and the day. And she comes to me in glimpses now, as fleeting as a word, flashes bright and disappears, my darling. The salt sea shall be frozen before that I repent. Repented I shall never until the day I die. For the lowlands of Holland have parted, my Lord and I. I said repent. For the lowlands of Holland have parted, my love and I. Yeah. 20,000 dead and burned. In English, so she marked her pain. It's written deep in London's veins. The line she burned right in the ground, 10 feet down. From hell she came for vengeance, sword, vile and hated Roman doors. Out of the east her armies rode, screaming, painted all in woe. The line she burned right in the ground, 10 feet. She's overcome. Poison fast, she was done. But Cannon Street stands on the graves of those that Boudicca drove in the flame. And that line she burned right in the ground is 10 feet down.
Sir. all a dream we
trusted, and where is the heart? you've talked about and certainly written about in your book, Where Have All the Flowers Gone, the variety of ways in which you have written songs, adapted songs, taken poems and put them to music, taken melodies and put words to them. There are a whole variety of collaborators that you've had over the years. Some of them people you've actually worked with in the same room, some of them people who never knew you were writing a song from their poem. For instance, Where Have All the Flowers Gone? Can you tell a little bit about where that came from?
I was reading a novel, and Quiet Flows the Don by Mikhail Sholokhov. And in the early part, it describes the Cossack soldiers galloping away to join the Tsar's army, singing, these three lines were in the book's translation. Where are the flowers? The girls have plucked them. Where are the girls? They've taken husbands. Where are the men? They're all in the army. And I said, gee, that sounds like an interesting song. I must look it up sometime, but I never got around to doing it. Meanwhile, about a year or two later, I'm sitting in an airplane, kind of half dozing, and pull my little pocket notebook out and see these three lines, and all of a sudden, you know when you're half asleep, ideas come to you? It's well known. Well, the hassles of the day are in the background, and so you can make connections. And a line I'd thought of also a couple of years earlier, think long time passing. I said, that would sing well. Got to figure a way to use it sometime. Mm. And all of a sudden it came together. I thought I had written the tune. A couple of years later, Ernie Mars wrote me, Pete, remember that Irish lumberjack song you were singing? Johnson says he'll load more hay. Says he'll load 10 times a day. But I just changed the tune a little bit. Now, I only had three verses. And the song really, I was so short, I threw it in with a batch of other short songs, and it was a throwaway. And a year or two later, I stopped singing it. But I did record it for Folkways, that dinky little company that didn't care if it only sold 100 records, they'd still record it.
Right.
And copy of the record comes to the hands of a fellow named Joe Hickerson, who had a job at a summer camp upstate, Camp Woodland in the Catskills. And he started singing it, and the kids were fooling around, making up new verses. Where have all the counselors gone? Broken, broken curfew, everyone. Well, by the end of the summer, the two verses which he added seemed to make sense. Where have all the soldiers gone? Gone to graveyards. Where have all the graveyards gone? Covered with flowers, made a circle out of it. And the kids took the song back home with them. Somehow they reached Peter, Paul, and Mary, who were singing right around the corner at the bitter end, I think. And they taught it to the Kingston Trio. Like 5 years after I wrote the song, my manager says to me, Pete, didn't you write a song called Where Have All the Flowers Gone? I said, yeah, about 5 years ago. He said, did you ever copyright it? No, I guess I didn't. I said, well, you ought to. The Kingston Trio just recorded it. Well, I knew Dave Gard well. He sent me $1.59 and got a copy of my mimeographed book, How to Play the Five-String Banjo. And a year later, he'd written me another letter saying, I and two others have a group we call the Kingston Trio. We're putting that book to hard use. Well, I called up Dave, and he said, oh, Pete, we didn't know it was your song. We'll take our name off it. It was very nice of him, because legally I'd abandoned copyright. And, Joe Hickerson now gets 20% of the royalties for his verses. I should give him more than that, because he added the rhythm. It was really the rhythm that made a big difference. I used to sing it with no rhythm at all, like an Irish air. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Dominic Meehan liked to sing it like that, but he was Irish. Anyway, I came to the conclusion that hardly a single song I ever put together, I could say that I wrote it. I swiped things here and swiped things there. That's why the subtitle of the book is A Singer's Stories, Songs, Seeds, Robberies. Mm-hmm. I am better at writing tunes than words. I get too polemical when I write words, I guess. But the last song in the book doesn't have any words, and I'll play it for you. I had a vision of this little world whirling on through space. It's going to be like 500 million years, you know, before it gets sucked into the sun. As a German scientist thinks we'll be as dry as Mars is within 200 or 300 million years. But that's a long ways, too. But I'm convinced peace will come quite soon, with or without people.
Now that you've finally broken the ice and come to New York, don't be such a stranger.
Thanks,
Pete. Pete Seeger, a man who has sung thousands of songs over the years. Can you pick one from all of those thousands somebody else wrote?
It's an all-time favorite with mine, and maybe it's some of you like it too. I learned it from Lead Belly 50 years ago, and he probably put together some of the verses, but it was actually an old prison song from Texas. G.G., same key you ring. One day, sir, I was walking along. I heard that special singing a lonesome song. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Oh, let the midnight special shine an ever-loving light on me. Oh, you wake up in the morning, you hear the ding-dong ring. You go marching to the table, see the same damn table, and nothing in my pan. You say nothing about it, you're in trouble with the man. Oh, let the midnight special shine a light on me. Oh, let the midnight special shine an ever-loving light on me.
Nice.
take you down. The jury finds you guilty, your penitentiary bound. Oh, let the midnight shine a light on me. Oh, let the midnight special shine a ever-loving light on me. Oh, Hughie Ledbetter, he was a mighty fine man. He taught us this song and to the whole wide land. But now he's done with all his grieving, whooping, hollering, and crying. He's done with all his studying about his great long time. Well, let the midnight special shine a light on me.
Seeger.
Looking like.
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Visit mass.gov/MEMA. Brought to you by the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
This is Nate Bowman from Cal's 2 Fire and Rescue, reminding you to keep your stovetop clean. Keep anything that can catch fire, like pot and pan holders, oven mitts, paper towels, and napkins, away from your stovetop. Clean up food and grease from your stovetop and burners. Pot holders and oven mitts should be easy to reach when you're cooking. Avoid wearing loose clothing and never hold small children while cooking. Although kitchen fires may seem small, never forget how dangerous and devastating a fire can be. When in doubt, get out and call 911 for help. For more information, call your local fire department or go to www.c2fr.org.
Good afternoon. It's 5:36. You're listening to WMFO in Bedford. Pete should be back next week. Though I can't say that the traffic is going to thin down all that much because, of course, we are now in the period where finals are almost over and graduation preparations take place. You may find some of your favorite shows not here this summer, but wait a little bit and perhaps something even better will take its place. So, what did we hear? We heard Pete Seeger and Roger McGinn. Bottom Line Archive, Pete Seeger on writing Where Have All the Flowers Gone, doing the whistle song, and then Pete and Roger doing the Midnight Special. Of course, Roger McGinn was with the Byrds and adapted Pete's song, The Bells of Rimini, for the 12-string guitar. For that, we heard Shovels and Rope and Lucius with What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding from the Busted Jukebox Volume 1. Shovels and Rope have a new CD out, and we'll be hearing something from that in the second part of the show. Grateful Dead gave us Box of Rain from the best of Fare Thee Well, celebrating 50 years of the Grateful Dead. And John Smith, a British guitarist who's gotten a lot of good press, gave us the title track from his album Hummingbird and Lowlands of Holland and Boudica. And this is by way of announcing that I will be over in London at the end of May and looking forward to a conference there. But in the meantime, in between times, we've got more music for you.
Ship on adventure, a whaling men are we. We set sail for the Cape Horn where the seas as cold as ice. The wind will bite through ya like a thousand starving mice. Our ship is made of solid wood, but our men are made of steel. One step out of line, you'll be all beneath the keel. Joshua, a mountain of a man. The rest of us are sorry dogs, misfits of the land. And there's something in the air tonight, the men they cannot sleep. Are they dreaming of a water grave on the coast of Moby Dick? We'll be home before the new year with stories to be told, with a shipload of whale oil and a pocket full of gold. Go down, you blood red roses. Go down, you crimson roses. She blows, a monster of the deep. Lower the boats away, me lad, she must be 60 feet. Steady boys, now hold your nerve, she's a killer of a whale. She could sink a ship with just one flick of her mighty, mighty tail. Go down, you blood red roses. Go down, you pencil noses. Go down, you blood red roses. We'll be right back.
And climb that stairway to the stars. with love beside us to fill the night with a song. We'll hear the sound of violins out yonder where the blue begins. The moon will guide us as we go drifting along. Can't we sail away on a lazy daisy petal over the rim of the hill? Can't we sail away on a little dream and settle high on the crest of a thrill? To the stars, a lovely stairway to the stars. It would be heaven to climb to heaven with you. Stars, it would be heaven to climb to heaven with you.
Got more bombs. bottles and leaves on my family tree. Late nights, early flights is the life for me. You burn by the fire or get choked by the smoke. Well, the thunder does the talking, but the lightning does the work. Oh, oh, carry me home. I'm no good when I'm alone. I'm burned out. Get your shoes on, get in the car, get the lead out, get over yourself, get everything you need set out. One hand on the heat of the other, flipping the radio, full moon fever, full cup of coffee on an open road. But the sun's coming up, it's my heart. Like a drug, when all my wasted efforts are piled in a truck. From grace, fell far behind, fell out of time, fell out of pace. Falling backwards, fell over, fell off the face of the earth, fell in a bucket of luck, arms flailing, free falling, face first. But at night, we were free.
Good afternoon, it's 5:59. That was Shovels and Rope from their brand new one, By Blood with Carry Me Home. Before that, we heard the Brian Setzer Orchestra doing Pennsylvania.